You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it.
Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you feel like the gem. Sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly.
eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach.
Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Help! We suck at being newlyweds.
With Dean Ungler,
Haylen Miller Keys,
and Jared Haven,
an iHeartRadio podcast. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to an all-new episode of Help! We suck at being newlyweds. I am one of your hosts, Haylen Miller Keys, joined by Jared Haven and Dean the Angelic Unglert.
Not just one of the hosts, the best host,
the best host.
No, I'm just here to make sure you guys don't talk about poop, you know?
We're just living.
You're doing a really bad job because we still talk about it every single day. Well, Kaylin, what are we talking about today? Will you just lead this whole escapade? I guess I do want to apologize real quick. I'm in an airport lounge. So if you hear any noises, just ignore them.
What's the airline?
It's rough.
I don't want to be judged for this, but it's Spirit.
Not to be a dick, Spirit has a lounge?
Oh, no. I'm in the Centurion Lounge, which actually, funny enough, I'm at Denver Airport, and the Centurion Lounge is right above the gate that I'm flying out of, which is like in an hour and 15 minutes. So I might need to get out of here early, by the way. But no, it's not the Spirit Lounge. I'm sure the Spirit Lounge would be amazing. I actually really do like Spirit as an airline, but yeah, not this time.
What did I fly? I flew Allegiant.
Yeah, they're very similar.
Another bad one.
I like it because I travel light, and with other airlines, you know, Southwest is different because Southwest is very nice as well. I love them. But you're paying for certain upgrades like baggage or drinks or food. And I'm like, I don't want any of that stuff anyways. Let me just pay for my ticket and then I'll pay for whatever I want in addition to that, you know?
Kaylin, would you consider yourself a light traveler or do you travel heavy?
No, I've become light because of Dean. We were in Italy for a month and I only packed a carry-on suitcase and a little small bag.
Yeah, we got to get that awesome into just one small bag that you can wear on your back.
I was in France, and my friend MK lost her luggage because she checked a bag. And on her way back to America, they shipped her bag to Spain. She was on a flight from Spain, and they just took it right back to Spain instead of bringing it to Florida. So just to emphasize, you should never check a bag.
Sometimes it's necessary, though.
I get it. Sometimes it's necessary. But Ashley is the complete opposite of a light traveler, and it makes me so mad because we always have to get to the airport early because she's checking a bag, and we could be going for 2 days and she has to check a bag. And now she blames it on Dawson, which is completely irrelevant because she always checked the bag before Dawson. And she's one of these people that she'll check a bag and then she'll take a huge duffel bag with her, or two. She'll have two bags. Sometimes she'll get away with three, which is completely ridiculous, but sometimes she does. And of course we get on, and of course there's no overhead bin space, and of course it's just chaotic, and then we have to go get her luggage afterwards. I'm like, can you please just bring a backpack and a small bag? Let's get on the plane, let's get off, get into the car, and get on our way. But no, it's a whole thing, and it's annoying.
What about when you guys went to Italy for your honeymoon, and what did she travel with then? Because in Italy, there's like a lot of narrow, steep streets with like cobblestones and stuff. So how did she get around there?
Well, Italy was a little different because it was our honeymoon. So of course we were there for of course. We were there for two and a half weeks. You got to check a bag. Makes sense. Mm-hmm. But it was, it sucked. Just dragging these suitcases up staircases and on these cobblestone roads. And you try not to look like a tourist, but of course we're walking in and I have like my I Heart Italian shirt on. I didn't have that, but I might as well, carrying a map, trying to get to the hotel, lugging these suitcases behind us on cobblestone roads. Most likely probably arguing with Ashley because at this point, I'm tired. I'm exhausted. I just want to sleep, trying to find the hotel. It's amazing how traveling is just the least amount of fun until you get to the destination. Maybe it's different for you guys, but.
Well, yeah, no, I mean, except for when we flew to Maldives, we like were first class or something like that. That's nice. And I think you guys were first class on your flight, weren't you? Jared?
We were first class on the way to Italy, yeah, which was really nice.
That's what we're trying to do for our honeymoon, because I feel like you're flying on your honeymoon, you want to be first class, but first class tickets are like 10 grand one way.
Yeah. It's insane.
It's not worth it. No.
But it is nice when you get the lay down beds and you wake up, or you get to the destination fully rested. Not fully rested, but like more than you would be otherwise.
Are you saying where you're going on your honeymoon?
We don't even know yet.
What? We're going to South Africa.
I mean, we've talked about it, but we haven't like done anything about it. So we still don't technically know where we're going.
Okay, we're going to South Africa unless we change our minds.
Unless Halo Boy has a change of mind?
Yeah.
No, I mean, that's where I want to go. But you also wanted to go to Maldives. You wanted to go.
No. Dean has a bad memory. Just let me talk. Dean has a bad memory and forgets like half the things that he says. He was like, hey, I've been thinking, I like kind of want to go back to the Maldives. And I'm like, okay, that's like the epitome of a perfect honeymoon destination. So should we just go back there? And we talked about it. And then I bring it up to him like a month later. I'm like, hey, got us a hotel for the Maldives. And he's like, what? I don't want to go to the Maldives.
It's not that I don't want to go to the Maldives. We've just already been there.
But you were the one who put it in my head. I was never thinking we'd go to the Maldives for our honeymoon. And you forgot you said that. And then you were like, you're crazy. I never said that.
It's just
that.
The epitome of a honeymoon destination.
No. You're like totally ignoring the fact that you said that and then you didn't.
I do kind of remember you saying that, because the way that you got me on board with the idea of going to the Maldives, which was your idea, by the way, not mine.
Dean.
Was because you said, no, Kaylin, you brought it up and I simply agreed with you. You said that we could go to Sri Lanka afterwards, which has been on my list for a long time now. So that was what kind of piqued my interest. But I do think it's a long way to go for a place that we've already been to, you know?
So we're going to South Africa?
Probably.
But you booked the hotel for the Maldives. Can you just cancel that thing? It feels like a hotel for the Maldives is not
refundable. She didn't book
it. No, I didn't book it. I just found one. Yeah, like a trade deal.
I got to say, too, and back to the luggage thing, when we were in Japan, I wore the same pair of shorts every single day, and I probably only wore three different shirts. I'm going to just start bringing backpacks with me from now on wherever I go. Like, we're going to Bali in 2 weeks. I'm literally just going to bring this little backpack with me, and I'm just going to test it out and see what it's like.
The problem is, it all depends on what Kaylin brings, because sure, you could pack light, but if she's checking a bag, you're waiting in line anyway.
Yeah. No, you're absolutely right. And in Japan, for instance, I was stuck lugging her heavy bag around because the hotel I booked was half a mile from the train station and it was late and it was a lot of walking. And so then I was like, just give me your bag. I'm just going to do it for us anyway. So this way, at least if I do that, I'm not bringing my bag and her bag. So it'll all even out, I think, eventually. But yeah, we'll see how that goes.
There was a guy in Italy who carried our bags for us so we brought our bags down the stairs at this hotel that we were staying at. And it was probably about 120 steps. It was a long way. And they were wide steps too. It like, these were one of those steps where you had to put
step two or three times on
before
it.
Before you could get to the next step. Dude, so this guy looked like Ivan Drago, except a little bit skinnier. And he took both of our check-in bags that were probably about 50 pounds, put one on each shoulder and carried them 120 steps. We watched the entire thing in awe, and I was like, I'm very emasculated right now, but also I'm not tired, so thank you.
Yeah, that's great. That's why they have them there. I gotta say, one of my biggest pet peeves in life is sets of stairs where you have to step twice on the same stair, and so every down step you're using the same foot, and especially on long staircases like that, every down step I have to like step down with my right leg, and then I'm like, oh, my left leg could step down a couple times. I mean, my left leg's getting a little jealous. Maybe my right leg's getting a little tired. It makes me so irrationally frustrated. I have no idea why. But
why do they build staircases like that?
Yeah. Just double the amount of stairs. No. Just build the staircase with a regular width stair and then do like a flat walkway up near the top.
Yeah. Makes no sense to me. Maybe it's it's like a marketing ploy. So you're like, you only have to go down 60 steps, but then they don't tell you that the 60 step is actually going to take you 300 actual steps.
Right. No, that's probably onto something, right? You're onto something there. Well, great episode so far, you guys. Kaylin, what else are we going to talk about today?
I want to talk about wing walking that you did last week. And did you watch Vanderpump last night?
Oh, I haven't, but I did watch the finale. Or no, I watched Scamdaval and I watched the first episode of the reunion with you. So okay. I'll watch it on my flight.
Yeah.
Any juicy details you want to spill?
Yeah, I mean, can you tease?
It wasn't that great. So it's a 3-part reunion and the second part was last night.
How long is each part?
An hour. They're really dragging it out. So the last one is next week and they said the last 5 minutes are insane. They're like spilling something. Nobody knows what it is. And they're giving the cast members the decision. They're like, wait until you hear what this is, what this like big bomb we're dropping is until you decide if you want to film next season. So I'm like dying to know. Last night they didn't really give anything away. It was like Raquel, the one who cheated on her best friend's boyfriend. She sent this other girl a cease and desist. They were going to court. And so that she dropped that last episode. And honestly, that's like all we really got. We didn't get much.
Not a cease and desist, a restraining order, wasn't it?
Restraining order. Yeah, sorry. Sorry, restraining order. And then Scandoval kind of like lost his freaking mind and was like yelling at producers and telling them to F off. And we just like saw a different side of him that I feel like we've seen. But like, I think he didn't expect for them to air what they aired last night.
Has Vanderpump always been this way? Or is it now just gotten to a point where it's so dramatic because of what happened between Raquel, Tom, and then whatever the other girl's name is?
Ariana. Yeah. But yes and no. I think TikTok and social media has definitely put it like making this bigger than it normally would be.
I've never heard, because Vanderpump's been on for so long, and of course like I know years, Vanderpump rules, but I feel like it's for lack of a better word, climaxing right now. I mean, it's peaking.
I also just realized I said making. I meant to say make.
I noticed you said make it, and I was like, that was a...
My brain's not working.
Power to you.
But no, okay, so Vanderpump, it's been going on for 10 years. Watched it in COVID for the first time. And there's like a pattern of this. So this girl, Stassi, used to be on it. She cheated on, or was cheated on by her best friend.
I know Stassi.
So like, this is like a pattern of behavior. This has happened so many times, but I think they've been together for almost a decade and it was her best friend. So but it happened before. I think it's like the fact that they were together for 10 years.
Yeah. I've said this on the podcast before. Ashley made the analogy that it would be like Sean Lowe cheating on Catherine with like Andy Dorfman, you know, like big players and be like, oh my God.
Right. Also, speaking of Andy, she just got married yesterday.
I think that's why she was on the mind. Congrats.
Yeah.
Congrats to Andy.
Not to make accusations of cheating with Andy Dorfman already.
Beautiful wedding, I'm sure.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
Yeah, I'll watch that on the flight. So don't you worry. I'll get home and I'll be all caught up.
Next week is the week that, you know, it all comes
to an
end.
You. And then next week comes to an end and they're going to be like, but actually we got 20 minutes of behind the scenes footage you're going to want to watch next week on Vanderpump Rules.
So what do you think this big bomb is at the end, Kaylin?
That's what I'm wondering. And I saw something on Instagram today of like someone saying, keep this anonymous, whatever. And she said that she thinks Raquel has been sleeping with Tom since she was engaged to, not that you know these people, but James. And she broke up her engagement with James and Tom was supposed to break up with Ariana, but he never did. And that just doesn't seem like people would quit the show over it. So I don't think that's it.
That can't be true. There's no way. I mean, maybe it is. That would be incredibly like out of this world though, I feel like, right? Because they've all just been saying 7 months or however long it's been.
Yeah. But I think that Lisa Vanderpump, that's like the only thing that would make people not do the show again is if Lisa knew this whole time.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Do you think people would really not do the show again?
No, they'd be upset, but they'd still do it.
Of course.
Like their paychecks are massive.
Yeah. I mean, unless they're at a point now where they don't care about money, which I can't imagine they do. They're at that point at least.
No. If Tom Brady still cares about money. These people still care about money.
I know it's very sad, though. He posted, there was an interview on Sports Illustrated where he was like, nope, guys, I'm done. I'm not playing. I'm
but
like,
hey, part owner of the Las Vegas Raiders.
Yeah, go Raiders.
Go what? Vegas.
Really?
Yeah.
I know.
Wait, Tom Brady?
Yeah, he just did like a couple weeks ago, I think he announced it.
Yeah.
So does that mean you're a Raiders fan?
No, but of course I'll like now I have a rooting interest in the Raiders because now I want Tom to succeed. So yeah. I'm now I can watch Raiders games with like an investment level, which is pretty cool. It's so funny. Poor Buccaneers. Like I could care. I could give a rat's ass about the Buccaneers anymore. What if the big bomb? She's not like pregnant with his kid. Would that
people
be a big?
People speculated that too. It's just like, what would people quit the show over? Like they wouldn't quit the show over that. They already know that they've been sleeping together. So
yeah.
I don't know. Lisa Vanderpump is the only thing that I think would make people like that upset.
Why would people be pissed off if she knew?
Well, she's supposed to be like this mother figure. She's supposed to be like this mentor to them. And I just imagine this. I don't know. I guess that's a good question.
No, I agree with you, Kaylin. I think that if that were to be true and Lisa was like harboring this information and not sharing it with anyone, like, you know, even I think in the first reunion episode, I can't remember who it was, but she was mad. I think it was Tom Lala. For saying that she was mad at someone for saying like he was or her was happy to get out of her wake. You know what I mean? And so like they kind of look at this person as like the person that's kind of helped them establish themselves. Mm-hmm. And then now, you know, they've leaned so heavily on her. And then for this information to come out. And again, all speculation, obviously, we have no idea. Yeah. But I could see that that really is a bigger bomb, of course, than a pregnancy, I think.
Yeah. And so Lisa has invested a lot of money into TomTom, which is named after obviously both Toms. And then I don't know if she invested, but she was like had a hand in their second restaurant. So she has invested quite a bit in terms of money and time. So it would make sense for her to hide that if she didn't want it to come out.
And one of the Toms named after TomToms is the Tom that is being a douchebag.
Yeah. Well, both Toms suck, but
I just looked it up. So on the Scamdeval episode.
It's Scandoval. You keep saying scam. It's Scandoval.
Oh, well, Scamdoval makes way more sense. What is a Scandoval?
Well, his name's Sandoval.
Right. I understand that. But what is a scan? A scan is scan is nothing. A scam.
Now you're making me doubt myself, but I'm pretty sure it's Scandoval. It's Scandoval.
It should be Scamdoval, but Scandoval doesn't make sense. Adding the C doesn't
scandal.
Make that.
See what Easton just put in the chat?
Scandal. Oh, okay. Well, now I sound like an idiot. Can we just edit all that out? Anyways, in that episode, they were talking about their Yelp rating. The other Tom that didn't do the bad things, maybe other bad things, but they had a 4.9 star review on Yelp. And now I just checked. It's down to 3.5. So not good for them.
Not to keep talking about this. I could talk about it for hours. But Dean and I went to a friend's house and we got into the most heated debate. I think there were like six of us talking about Scandoval. And the men had a different opinion than the woman. And it was just...
What was the debate? I kind of don't really remember.
Well, I don't want to say the first half because I totally disagree with you and I don't want to say it publicly.
Okay. I think I remember it now and I remember saying it because I was like looking over at you and you were like getting all crazy at me. And I was like, oh, I'm just going to
You were looking for a reaction and I gave it to you fully. But you guys like Schwartz and Schwartz is a terrible... I won't say he's a terrible person.
Which one's Schwartz? Which one's that?
The one that you think is handsome.
Oh, yeah. He is handsome. That's the only reason I like
him.
No,
but he has just been such a horrible person to his wife. His wife's also messed up, or ex-wife. But it's like, and granted, you haven't watched the show and we talked about this, but it's just been consuming our lives.
Whose lives?
Our lives.
Oh.
It was consuming the hours at the party last weekend.
Yeah. Yeah. I was just trying to be funny, silly, goofy guy, trying to make people laugh like I usually do. And I was doing pretty good.
No, you were making everyone angry, enraged.
Yeah, but then I would like throw in a couple jokes and make them laugh and be like, oh, actually, pretty funny guy.
Yeah, sure.
I want to know what you said.
I don't even remember, and I don't think I want to remember, it sounds like. So that's a good thing.
Fair point.
I do remember falling in love with a guy. He was the funniest guy I've ever seen in my entire life. No, Trevor.
Oh.
I was so obsessed with him. He would go somewhere. I would just like follow him around like a little puppy dog. Be like, just hang out with me. You're so funny. You're making me laugh so much right now.
Dude, Ashley gets upset at me when I like fall in love with a guy.
Why?
She's like, Jared, relax. Because like I'll joke around with my buddy Chad and because we're very close. And one of my friends, Crystal, was like, you guys are like boy toys. So we always call each other boy toys now. Like, oh, that's my boy toy right there.
That's pretty funny.
And Ashley gets so weirded out. I'm like, Ashley, I'm joking. Relax. She's like, no, it's just weird when you call him your boy toy. I'm like, it's not a sexual thing. I'm joking. I'm being sarcastic. Like, and then so now I just say it to even piss her off more.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh,
to get a reaction.
Yeah.
You know, you're not so different.
I just miss my, I wish my, you know, boy toy was right here sitting in between us. She's like, Jared, that's so weird. I'm like, oh, shut up.
It's a good thing, you know, to develop friendships this late in life for us. It's not an easy thing to do. So when you find someone you like, hold on tight.
Yeah, exactly. I know. What are you going to do? Well, we do have a great episode. Obviously, we're talking about Vanderpump Rules. We could talk about all that all day and all night. We do have some emails. We haven't done emails in quite some time here at Help We Suck at Being Newlyweds. Have we done emails since the rebranding of the podcast? Or was that like a suck?
We have.
Oh, okay. All right. Never mind. I thought this was like a monumental moment.
Without you weren't there that episode.
Oh, okay. So now all three of us are here for the email episode of Help We Suck at Being Newlyweds. We have an email from Brooke, Victoria, Alyssa. Unfortunately, none from Anonymous, our favorite, Nick Viall. We're going to get to those emails, though, but first we're going to take a quick break.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, well, every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things you love are checked by experts, but not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says authenticity guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. Well, I don't know about you, but like, I never liked being told, oh, wow, you look so good for your age. Like, why even bother saying that? Why don't you just say you look great at any age, every age? That's what Meaningful Beauty is all about. We create products that make you feel confident in your skin at the age you are now.
Meaningful Beauty. Beautiful skin at every age. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Welcome back to Help We Suck at Being Newlyweds. Dude, I must be allergies. I can't breathe through my nose. So talking while trying to breathe through my mouth is just so annoying right now.
There's nothing worse than that.
Do you get tired? I feel like you like run out of breath.
I'm exhausted. And then I can like I keep turning my head because I'm like, oh, yeah, guys, good topic. Yeah. No. What's next? What do you guys want to talk about? Because I'm like, it's like so annoying. It's annoying. I feel like my voice is changing. Anyway, we have some emails.
Should we talk about Dean's wing walking?
Oh, my God. Oh. I totally forgot about it. Yes.
Wow. Kaylin, it's good to know that someone on this podcast cares about me and my life and the things I do.
Yeah. But before we talk about you, I'm still not over that fact that I said makin' and maked. I meant to say made, and my brain just isn't working today, and I want everyone to know I'm not stupid. It's just a slow day for me.
I can't remember this exact context you said it in, but you said
I don't want to remember.
And then I was like trying to think of, like, it made sense. Like, no one really noticed, except for us, obviously.
Except for everyone.
So then I was trying to break it down. I was like, oh, she was trying to say this, which basically is what she said. You just like said it in a weird way.
Anyways, I haven't been able to let it go since I said it.
You know what's the funny thing is that Dean and I say stupid shit on this podcast probably on average every 97 seconds. Kaylin says a dumb thing for the first time in the history of her hosting this podcast, and now she's like,
it's consuming me.
It's consuming me. I can't let it go, and I need to let everybody know that I'm not as dumb as Dean and Jared.
But you know, you know, when you listen to a podcast and someone says something, you're like, that's not a word. I like focus on that, and now I'm focused on myself. Anyways, it's not important. I just feel silly. But I do want to talk about your wing walking.
Oh, let's talk about it. What do you want to know about it?
Tell us everything. Walk us through the wing walk. Oh.
Were you tethered to the plane at all times?
Yes, there is a static line on the, I know, it's not as exciting as it maybe could have seemed. I think I edited the video well enough to where you couldn't see the line.
Got it.
And I even asked when we were like, because you do a couple of run-throughs before you go up there. I was like, hey, that static line would suck to fall on. Like, it would, you would survive, but you would be mangled. Ooh. You know, like you'd have some broken bones and stuff. But you wouldn't die. You would just have a couple of broken bones.
So like, say hypothetically, when you're climbing to the wing, because you're tethered to it, you do slip off the plane. How far would you fall?
Yeah.
Like, how loose is this rope?
It's maybe like 4 or 5 feet long. So you wouldn't be like, you wouldn't be too far below the plane. I would imagine you could pull yourself back up. I have no idea.
Did they go through that in your safety brief? Like, there, here's what happens if you fall.
I asked them, and I was like, hey, how many people have needed the tether there? Like, how many incidents have you had? Like, we've had zero people fall on this. So it's like, you, it's there for a safety reason, obviously.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was thinking, because you go up, it's like, so you're in the seat and the anchor point is like kind of above you to the left. But then when you're on the wing, it's below you and to the left, like a good 4 or 5 feet. And so if you were to fall, you would fall 5 feet to the anchor point and then 5 feet further, like bouncing off the airplane, the sharp wings and stuff. So I would just imagine you, I would be like, I would, you probably could get a concussion and get knocked out or whatever. But thankfully it was not necessary for this. But yeah, you just do a couple practice runs, and then I showed up an hour late, and so...
Shocking.
Yeah.
Wait, what do you mean practice runs?
Like, the plane's on the ground, and they're like, this is how you climb up.
Okay.
This is where you go. This is what you do. This is the sequence of events you need to do to get up to up there safely and effectively. And there's only one plane, and there was six of us, and so, you know, it's like 40 minutes between each person to go. And so I got there an hour late. And they were like, we were trying to decide the order. And I was like, I want to go first. And everyone's like, yeah, we all want to go first. You were
shut up, bro.
So you should go last. And I was like, oh, I wish I could argue that logic, but I can't. So I just had to sit there all day and watch these people go up and come down. And it wasn't that bad, I guess, just waiting. But it was a blast. I think if anyone has a chance to do it, they should definitely do it. It's just kind of expensive. Them swiping my card kind of killed me a little bit. But it was a...
Give us a ballpark.
I want you to guess first.
Yeah, how long are you up in the air?
Maybe 30 minutes on the wing for like 15 or 20 minutes.
I can't imagine it's too expensive. I mean, $2,000.
Oh, okay. You must be guessing way too high because you know that I said it's expensive.
Oh, okay. That's why I was like, I can't. Wait, so how it killed your, I don't know, $800.
Yeah, that's exactly how much it was, $800, which for a 30-minute, it's basically like for a 30-minute roller coaster ride, you know?
It's way more intense than a roller coaster ride and way less, what's the word? Like, you're not able to do it as much as you're able to do a roller coaster. So I get why you'd have to pay a decent amount of money, especially for all the safety features. Plus, the pilot per hour probably costs you a lot of money.
Yeah, the pilot, the training, you're there all day.
The fuel.
The wear on the plane, the fuel. They gave me a nice little SD card, so I got to keep that. That's like a $50.
That's nice. Saving. They give you like a hat or anything? That would be a nice little added bonus.
You know, they should have, but they didn't.
Yeah. Nice little piece of merch, a shirt. I survived wing walking.
But yeah, it was fun. I mean, you just crawl up there and you put your feet in these little stirrups and then you give the guy a thumbs up. And then he just starts going crazy. He starts doing flips and barrel rolls and hammerheads are what they're called, where you fly straight up and then like banks over to the side and then you go just straight down towards the ground.
Would you do it again?
I would do
it
again.
Free.
I would for sure if it was free. There's two things you can do. So you can go up on the plane, like on the wing, like I did. And then there's a like an alteration where you can go out like towards the tip of the wing. And then like between the two wings, you can like hang in the wires there, like you're on your stomach. So you're like flying through like Superman.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
It looks so cool. And I like just test ran it once just to see what it was like. And it feels so cool. I can only imagine what it would feel like while you're actually flying. But that was like an extra $400 or $500. And I was like, that just doesn't, I mean, but then I was like, oh, I'm probably only gonna do this once. Like I should just splurge and do it.
Mm-hmm.
But then like I felt so bad about spending $100 on it. I was like, I can't spend any more money on this. So I just did the one, but
your feet are the only thing locked in.
You have like a waistband that you put on.
Okay.
And it was scary. There was like on like the third loop, I think he went like bigger or slower or something like that.
Did you get a little air?
I felt my feet come out of the stirrups and like my hands were out like this, like, you know, like a cross the whole time. And that was the one time where I like grabbed behind me and tried to grab on because I was scared I was going to fly out, which I wouldn't have. I kind of panicked a little bit, but people of like all shapes and sizes were there. There was a girl who was like 5'2" and then the guy who was like 6'3", 210 pounds, like a bigger guy. So it definitely like anyone can do it. You know, it was cool and exciting and very, very awesome. But it's not like you have to be a certain caliber of adrenaline junkie to do it, you know?
Would you say what has more adrenaline, skydiving or wing walking?
Skydiving by 1,000,000%.
Because you're in control of your chute, or why?
Every time I'm on the airplane skydiving, like about to jump out, every single time I've got 100 jumps, so really not that many, but a lot more than most people. Every single time I'm riding up in the airplane and I'm like, I'm gonna die. This is the end of my life.
What?
And then you just jump out of the airplane and you have to really have to make the decision at some point to be like, I don't care. Like, not that I don't care that I'm going to die, obviously, because I don't want to die. But you have to like, there really is a bigger mountain to overcome to push yourself out of the airplane than there is to get on top of the wing. So definitely skydiving. And then one of the guys, actually the big tall guy, had like 5,000 skydives. And I asked him too, I was like, how does it compare? And he goes, bro, not even close. So Kaylin, you've skydived. You could definitely do the wing walking.
I'm good. I think, yeah, I'm good on that.
How many jumps do you have to have in order to skydive on your own? Because Kaylin, I'm assuming you'd have to get attached to somebody.
Yeah, I'm attached.
Zero jumps. Your very first jump ever in your entire life could be fully solo.
I don't think that's legal. No way.
Yeah, 100%.
But you have like three people.
People next to you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like controlling your body because you don't have body control at that point. You might. Some people do, surely, but... and then like they don't pull their parachute until they've seen you pull your parachute. So like, let's say you can't find your parachute or something, or you're in a free fall and you can't get out of it.
Okay.
They'll rip your parachute out for you. And then they'll just pull theirs out a little bit lower. You know what I mean?
What if you get detached from the people? That's crazy.
They're such professionals. They would know how to contort their body in ways to catch you. Like if you're like barrel rolling and like flipping through the sky, you're going to move a lot slower than someone that's like head down dive bombing at you. So they can get to you way faster than you could.
But also you're a moving object. I mean, that's very, as you're free falling towards the ground. I mean, I get that these people are professionals, but you're telling me if I'm doing spins in 360s, cause I can't control my body as I'm screaming and flaring around like Dawson getting his diaper changed. You're telling me that as I'm careening towards the ground, there's somebody who's going to be able to grab my parachute and release it for me midair.
100%. They would come in super hot. They would probably smack you pretty hard, but they would grab your body first.
Oh, great. So I'm also going to get a concussion in this thing,
yeah.
But you're going to live. And that's, I think the most important thing. They'll like
grab
your body, kind of probably try to like level you out, I would imagine, and then rip your parachute. And at that point too, since you're just learning, your parachute's so big, like 2 or 3 times bigger than it will be once you get good at it, that like you could literally just not even touch anything and land safely on the ground. So it's pretty safe.
I'm not saying you guys should do this, but I think also it would make a great video if you guys jumped out and then Dean was the one who had to pull your parachute, Kaylin.
Ooh.
I'm good.
Yeah.
But you should go with my grandparents. Haven't you been talking to them about that for a while?
I should go with your grandparents. I was just texting Tom earlier today, actually.
Oh, how
skydiving?
Nice. Yeah. My grandparents haven't been in like 20 or 30 years, but they keep telling Dean they want to go with him.
Yeah.
I mean, not to be morbid, are you nervous about them dying, Kaylin?
No, my grandpa is like, he's 80, but he is more like a 65, 70 year old.
He's a young 80. He's got a young soul, which is good.
Even a young 80, I'd be nervous about.
I remember seeing some article like a couple months ago, the oldest person ever skydive was like 98 or something like that.
Damn.
But I can't remember if that's true or not. But yeah, I just wish Justice never moved away. He's the reason I would always go skydiving before, and now he's gone. And so I don't jump much anymore.
Mm.
He's gone forever. But yeah, that was my wing walking experience. Kaylin, thank you so much for bringing it up. I really appreciate it.
I hate you both.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, well, every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things you love are checked by experts, but not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says authenticity guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. When Dr. Sabah and I decided to do a skincare line together, he said to me, "We are going to give women meaningful beauty." And I said, "That's exactly right. We want to give women meaningful beauty, which means each and every product is meaningful. It has a reason to exist. It's efficacious. You're going to get results. And then you just go out and live your life."
Meaningful beauty. Confidence is beautiful. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
So before your plane boards, you want to answer some of these emails?
Yeah, I got 10 minutes, 15 minutes.
There's a question about Alistair, so we could talk about that.
Yeah, let's read that one first from Brooke. I'll let you guys read it because there's a lot going on around here.
Yeah.
Caitlin, you can read it.
All right. So from Brooke, "Hi guys, I have a question for Dean and Caitlin. You guys mentioned on a recent episode that Alistair is a total nightmare and people don't feel comfortable staying in your home. Can you give me more details on what he does that's so bad, as long as you feel comfortable sharing? I'm writing from Chicago as a rescuer of two small naughty dogs who both see a canine behavioral therapist. They're prescribed daily Prozac and also Xanax for when life gets too hard. I'd love to commiserate with you." Well, wonderful, because having a misbehaved dog is awful. Like, Pappy was an angel. He would never have like bitten anyone. We could like walk him off leash. He was just a perfect little. Yeah. Well, at the end when he had dementia. But Alistair is so sweet to us. Like, he's just like so cuddly and loving. And to anyone else, he's just so protective, and he'll like bite or nip, or he likes to go after dogs on walks. So we have to like keep him separated. And anytime he's around a person, I'm like, don't get near him. Don't pet him. I don't care if you're a dog person, like, he will bite you. And we got him trained. We worked with a trainer for a few months and the trainer gave up on him. He told us to give him back to the pound.
Wow.
Yeah.
Just so messed up.
I told him to never text us again.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was mad. I was like, we were friends too. We were like, we got a tattoo together once. And then he texted me that and I was like, just don't even ever bother showing your face around here again.
I do think we've gotten it down to a science where it's like, we have him unleashed during walks. We'll like separate him. If there's like a dog on the other side of the sidewalk, we'll like, you know, make sure there's a safe distance. We tell everyone not to pet him. Like, I think that's just the way he will be. He also has like 4 teeth left. So once he has no teeth, it'll be nice too, but
only gums.
So yeah. I've diagnosed him, and I read this email before coming to the airport. Cause I wanted to answer it well. So he has leash aggression, which like whenever he's on the leash and he sees another dog, he'll be pulling on the leash, lunging at the dog, barking, all those things. And then if you bring him up to the other dog, he'll like bite and attack and all that kind of stuff. He also has submission aggression, where if you are over at our house, he'll like kind of keep his distance, but occasionally will come up to you and like lay on his back and show his belly, like offering you to pet him. And then the second you lean in to pet him, he'll bite your hand. So what I've noticed with him is, I just took him on a two week long trip to Idaho and Colorado when Kaylin was in Europe, and didn't have him on a leash once. And Kaylin's probably going to die hearing this. Didn't have him on a leash once at the campsite when he thrives outdoors. You know how happy he gets when he's outside. Didn't have him on a leash. And there was like a lot of people around, a lot of dogs. He would run up, get excited, run up, maybe bark a couple times, sniff the dog, let the dog sniff him, and then just like kind of saunter back over.
My heart is racing hearing this right now.
He's so much better off leash and outside. Like, I was maybe a little concerned at first, but then very quickly I realized that he is just like, he wants to wander. And I think that's what he gets angry at, is he feels confined when he's on a leash and in the harness. One thing I do say though, like if he's off leash and we're walking around, like, and he runs up to a person and they're all, every time they're like, he's so cute. Oh my gosh, he looks like a little teddy bear. I'm like, yeah, he's cute, but do not pet him. Whatever you do, do not pet him.
Don't you get nervous when he runs up to, and you have to like scream at this person, like, don't move, don't look at him.
Yeah, I just say don't pet him. I just say don't pet him no matter what. And the nice thing about taking him camping is, Kaylin, I'm sorry, let me finish. The nice thing about taking him camping is most dogs that go on these adventures camping and stuff are like big athletic dogs. And so like even if he did act up, he would get put in his place really fast. And I think it could be good for him to be, you know, learn a lesson.
Yeah, he's going to get punched in the face.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Everyone's got a plan until they get punched in the face.
I was going to say two things. The first thing is like, he'll never just like go out of his way and bite someone, which is nice. Like, we don't ever have to worry about that. We can have people over and he'll never bother them. It's the second you touch him and he realizes it isn't us that he goes to bite. But then if we leave him with a sitter, if we leave him with a groomer, like whoever it is, he accepts that new person as his owner, and whatever dogs they have or animals they have, he like accepts them as well. So it's weird.
Yeah, it's weird. And kudos to Brooke for doing like the prescription medication thing.
Yeah.
We've thought about that a little bit as well. I personally want to do everything we can to avoid it. I'd rather him be fully aware and coherent at all times than to subdue him with medication. And that's just personal preference, I think. Like, honestly, he probably would be better off with like a little bit of Xanax every once in a while.
But he's like such a funny dog. And I feel like if we put him on Xanax, his personality would be dimmed.
Yeah. Like Pappy, for instance, we had to give him medication for his seizures, and that kind of like dimmed the lights a little bit for him.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's tricky. Like, kudos to Brooke for rescuing. I think that's great. And I think that you shouldn't let the naughtiness deter you from loving them and then doing it again later on at some point. But it's definitely a challenge. And I do agree with you, Kaylin. I do think that we've kind of figured out the system a little bit with Alistair.
Yeah.
But even like, you know, I'm outside in our front yard and I'm friends with our neighbor who's got two dogs, and they're all off leash and they're getting along. They're not like playing, but they're like coexisting at least.
Yeah.
So it's a good sign.
It's a good sign.
All right. This next email comes from Victoria, and it says, What are your thoughts when you meet a friend or coworker of your significant other who is the same gender as you, and they're not super friendly or care to get to know you? Are you not bothered and just think it's no big deal, or does it irk you a tiny bit and you get curious if they're slightly interested in your significant other? Curious on your take. I know it's super situational. Thank you.
Well, Jared, you're the only one that has, well, I guess Ashley doesn't really have coworkers, but you're the only one here that has a job, so.
So I guess Ashley would be the correct person to ask for this. I don't think anybody's ever. It's also, we're in a unique situation that everybody knows me as Ashley and Jared, you know, so it's different because we're just in a public relationship.
Yeah.
But I wonder, she did say once that there was this girl that came in, and she used to come in a lot, and she had a boyfriend, and like it was a group of girls, but she was like, I think she wants to have an affair with you. I'm like, Ashley, I got news for you. I don't think she wants to have an affair with me. Like, that's very sweet of you to think, but I don't think that's the case. And in fact, I'm very confident that's not the case. But she even said it. She said it a couple of times. She's like, that girl, I think she wants to have an affair with you. I'm like, that honestly means a lot to me because it makes me feel like I'm still attractive. But unfortunately, I don't think that's the case, babe.
Yeah, it's kind of a unique situation we're all in because we are all known as being in a relationship with each other. Like, you know, I've got Kaylin, you've got Ashley.
But from past experiences, I mean, we've all had jobs where we've worked with other people. So I think, I don't know, maybe they just don't like you. Maybe they're not interested in, you know, that's
the
tough.
Only situation the only situation I can think about is when I didn't even meet the guy, I guess, but Kaylin was on a trip in Florida and you met that guy that was like really hitting on you super hard.
Oh God, that was awful. That guy was like a rare breed too. And I think that's part of his brand. But
yeah.
But then there was that time. Yeah, just call him out.
I don't care. I don't even care if he's
oh, wait,
but
whoa.
I think he's a douche.
Chase.
He was like on Too Hot to Handle or something.
Oh, okay. Damn it. I thought we were talking about Chase from Bachelor. I was like, damn, this is some hot tea right here. Hold on. Too hot to handle?
Yeah.
Let's look this up. Do you guys mind if we look this up? Pretty juicy stuff. Chase, too hot to handle.
I don't think it's that. He's like kind of known as a, you know, that guy
Chase
on TV.
Chase D'Amore, football player? Hold on. I'll show you a picture.
Yeah.
Yeah, that guy. Football guy, yeah.
Wait, this guy?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's got more followers than Dean, so like, I don't know, Kaylin.
Yeah, right. He's got a real chance. No, I don't know. It's fine. I don't want to dwell on it too long, but he like was in a boxing match recently and he downed the guy and he was like punching the guy as he was on the ground. And it was just the worst display of sportsmanship I've ever seen in my life.
Awful. Yeah. But there was also that girl in Mexico that didn't quite care that we were in a relationship. I feel like they're
what girl?
Honestly, I don't even know her name, but I wouldn't say it if I did. She was knocking on your van door.
Oh. Yeah, that was
that girl.
That was weird.
And it was okay. I was just about to say to Victoria, I think like my advice is kill them with kindness, and eventually they have to accept you're in a relationship. They can either be friends with you or not. And then I was thinking about that, and it was really hard for me to be nice to her. I was still nice to her, but it was very hard for me to be.
You just pulled an Alistair and like avoided her. And then if she did come close, you got a little snippy with her.
I got her.
That's funny. I totally forgot about that.
Did you have to deal? I feel because Dean, let's be honest, Dean was a hot commodity.
You can call me a boy. It's fine.
No. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about like a hot commodity. Like I'm sure there was a lot of girls within Bachelor who had Dean on their list of like, this is the guy that I want to date. This is one guy I want to see in Paris.
The amount of girls, myself included, that have slid into Dean's DMs. He's like, Oh, that girl DM me.
Did you have to like kind of deal with that early on when you guys first started dating? Like people being like, before it gets too serious, I need to see if I can still shoot my shot with Dean.
One in particular that's coming to mind, but
ooh.
Yeah, I mean, and I think, you know, girls probably still slide into your DMs and tell you that they'd be better with you than me, but
no, it's just nice people that ask for photography tips or van tips or construction tips. They're not trying to holler at me, I promise you that much.
But I think in the beginning,
sure, yeah, of course, I guess, but whatever, you got the big prize at the end of the day, so congratulations.
I got the big prize.
But yeah, I agree with Kaylin. Kill them with kindness, and if they're not gonna like you, they're just not gonna like you. You don't need them to like you. Who cares? Like, sure, it'd be great if they did, but if they don't, whatever, it's no skin off your bones.
Mm-hmm.
I agree. Who wants to read the last one?
I'll read it. This one's from Alyssa. I have a question for all of you. I just got engaged and I'm trying to figure out a wedding date. I want it to have a meaning, sound good, and be within a good season. We have several days with meaning behind them, but trying to find when those days land on a weekend could push the wedding out way longer than we want. How did you all choose your wedding date? Did it have a meaning, or did you take the opportunity to have another meaningful day?
Well, I'm not the best one to answer this question because I wanted to get married on Tuesday and Kaylin said no. And okay. So we got married during the worst month imaginable.
Okay, but you're happy with it. And I said, we'll get married in October if you really want to get married in October. There was an open date. And you said, no. Our wedding location is very dependent on weather and it'll be the best weather in September. Verbatim.
Yeah, I'm just trying to make you happy. Not trying to make you happy. I am succeeding at making you happy. But I just figured it was a fight not worth fighting. And I kind of say it tongue in cheek where... Yeah, I don't want to get married in September, but I don't care that much to that point, to that extent where I would go, you know, mess everything up, I guess.
Yeah. But I think like when you pick a date, you pick like an open Saturday because typically with wedding venues, there's limited availability. So you find, you know, the year you want to get married, the month, and then you find that Saturday, Friday, Sunday, Tuesday, whatever it is. And then that just becomes a meaningful day. I don't know if it necessarily has to be meaningful before that.
All I know is I'm not going to ever celebrate our wedding anniversary.
Gosh.
I'm sorry. I'm not. This is what you should have known when you chose a wedding date in September. I'll celebrate our engagement anniversary, but not our wedding anniversary.
What?
Sorry.
We all know that's not true.
Well, then what do I do? Do I celebrate every anniversary? No, I'm going to pick one. And I pick the one on a that's on the date that I appreciate more than the silly September date.
you celebrate the wedding anniversary and you let go of all the other ones. That's why I try to relay to
Kayla
Ashley.
Can celebrate the wedding anniversary, sure, but just know.
By myself?
You can do something for me on our wedding anniversary. I would love that. And I'll do something for you on our engagement anniversary. And you don't have to do anything for me on that anniversary. It'll be like birthdays, you know, like.
Interesting.
You're just adding more anniversaries to yourself.
No. Yeah, I see. I could see how it appears that way. but I'm telling you, I'm not celebrating a September holiday ever. So.
Jesus.
I agree with Kaylin. The date just becomes meaningful after it happens. I mean, Ashley and I said we never wanted to get married on a Sunday. We wanted our wedding on a Saturday. And then we saw our wedding venue, Rosecliff, and they were like, well, we don't have any Saturdays available for this next year, only Sundays. And we're like, okay, well, we're getting married on a Sunday then because we just love the venue so much. So, yeah, just kind of get a year, get a time frame of the year, see what's available. And then the venue, I find, is much more important than the date. So, congratulations, Alyssa, on your engagement and your upcoming wedding. That's very exciting. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Help, We Suck at Being Newlyweds. And thank you so much for listening to the podcast in general. Dean, have a safe flight. Kaylin, you keep being wonderful. Don't worry about that little mishap. It probably will never happen again.
What a word.
Oh, the Macon. Sorry if I might even just be cut out of this podcast entirely because of the ambient noise here. So I apologize. But thank you guys.
It's not the best. But the good news about us is we know all the flights that are incoming and outgoing in whatever airport you are.
Yes. And you can. Yes, that's fine. It doesn't matter. Bye, guys. Bye. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Well, make sure you guys tune in next week where hopefully we suck just a little bit less.
Thanks for listening. Follow us on Instagram at Help We Suck at Being Newlyweds.
And email us at newlyweds@iheartradio.com.
Make sure to write us a review and leave us 5 stars. We'll see you next time.
It's time to celebrate Black History Month at the Walmart Black and Unlimited Clock.
On Thursday, February 29th, from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., you can celebrate an extra day of Black History Month with Walmart. This event is free and open to the public at 2 locations, Flatiron Plaza in New York City and Ovation Hollywood in Los Angeles.
With giveaways dropping every hour on the hour, it's the perfect time to try, like, and share Black-led products.
It's free, it's for everyone, and it's your chance to see how you can level up your daily routine with Black-led products that are creating a new world of choices at Walmart.
Trust, you don't want to miss it.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and open Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of 2 clinically studied ingredients in 1 revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. And right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.